Good morning and welcome to WJBM's local spotlight show. This morning we have Larry Muntz and Sarah Collins with us with Jersey County or Jersey Township, and they are going to talk about the food pantry that they operate at the Jersey Township. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So Larry, what's your position?
I'm the township supervisor.
So you run the show.
Well, yes, I guess.
And Larry, you're a veteran.
Yes.
Of what?
Vietnam.
Vietnam. What service? What brand did you go?
Army.
You were in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And Sarah Collins, the office manager of the Jersey Township Food Pantry. So, tell us about the food pantry. What is the food pantry all about?
Our food pantry runs out of the township building. We're open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings, 11 to 12.
Where is that township building?
720 State Highway 16 in Jerseyville. We always tell everybody it's across from Jerseyville Farm and Home.
Yep.
We're the white building with the green awnings. We're open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 to 12. Jersey County residents, anywhere, if you live in Jersey County, you can come once a month. We ask that you sign in, and there's some income guidelines on the paper that you sign in. We don't require any identification, or you don't need to bring anything with you. Just by signing the paper, you're attesting to the fact that you're within those guidelines and that you live within in the county.
What are the guidelines?
I don't know them off the top of my head. They're pretty high, actually.
But they could always call the township and
yes,
find out.
Yes, and we can look on the papers and let you know, because they change periodically. So I don't know exactly what they are, but like I said, we don't require that you bring any information with you. We just ask that you are honest, and that when you sign on the paper, that you live in Jersey County, and that you're within those income guidelines.
Okay, so then you have food?
We have food that we get from the St. Louis Area Food Bank. Mm-hmm. That's where the majority of our food comes from. They bring us delivery once a month. It's from the USDA commodities. They bring us, it varies every month. We usually get a meat. It's usually a little bit of every kind of food group. We get meat, we get vegetables, we get
apples, potatoes, carrots.
So you must have a big walk-in?
Yeah.
We have a couple walk-ins. We've gotten a lot of grants that we're able to purchase some walk-ins. We have a walk-in freezer. We have a walk-in cooler that came from the old Elks, the one that burnt down. It was before it burnt down, obviously.
We had five double-door refrigerators.
And those all came from grants.
Right.
We didn't spend any money on those.
So they make a delivery, you said, every week?
No, once a month. We get our commodities. Now we are on a program with them also, where they go around to like Walmart and Target, maybe Schnucks and Deerberg stores like that, and they bring us things that are about to go out of date, maybe things that didn't sell, bread, like bakery items, you know, things that are still good, but that aren't going to sell anymore. So they bring them to us, and then we hand them out. So we get that a couple times a week, actually. A lot of bread.
I go to Sinclair's about every day and pick up their day-old bread.
Mm-hmm. You do?
And we bring it over here, and most of it's just like it came out of the bakery.
Yeah, it's like the bunny bread, and, you know, it's sandwich bread and things like that. So it's in hot dog buns, hamburgers, hamburger buns.
About how many people do you have showing up?
I'll tell you, when I first started about 18 years ago, we had about 75 households, and now it's around 250 to 300 households a month.
Yeah. Do you get some of the same people every month?
Probably the maybe 75% of them are the same. You know, they come every month, uh-huh. but we get new ones every month because we get phone calls every day.
Every
food
day.
Pantry. How do, what do I need to do? How do I? When can I come?
Are you able to move all that food out?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you could always use more.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I see. Mm-hmm.
We were during the COVID, during the pandemic, where you know all the extra programs. We were getting extra food. We were getting extra money from FEMA, where we were purchasing extra food. And then also our clients were getting extra SNAP benefits. So our numbers kind of went down, but we had extra food. So we were loaded with food, but not as many people were coming to get it. And now that's kind of turned around. We're not getting as much extra food from the food bank and from FEMA. And our clients aren't getting as much in their SNAP benefits, so now our numbers are increasing, but our donations are decreasing. So we're kind of turned back around, and we need to increase our donations again.
So, go ahead.
And with the donations, what we do is whenever the place that we get our food is down, then we take our donations and supply the stuff we need.
Mm-hmm. Where do you get your donations from?
Well, we get some at Sinclair's. It's just whoever's got stuff on sale.
Do you mean where the
who's donating?
Community donates a lot. A lot of the businesses donate. The banks donate. I know.
Do you have like a? I mean, how do you do that? How do you handle your? Do you have like jars sitting out?
No. People just bring us money.
They just send us money.
I'll tell you one of my favorite stories is I was leaving for lunch one day, and this was several years ago, and this guy was walking up to the food pantry door, so I stopped and I said, "Can I help you?" I thought maybe he wanted food, and he said, "No, I just have a donation." I said, "Okay, I'll take it," and I just put it in, and I went to lunch, and I got back and I opened it up, and it was an envelope full of 20s. It was $500 cash.
I'll be darned.
And no name on it, nothing. I thought, oh my gosh, that guy probably thought, you know, so I put it out on Facebook that I got the donation. It got where it went. I didn't pocket it. You know, it just was, people are good. People really are.
We have one guy, he won't tell us his name, and he brings laundry detergent about every week.
Yeah.
And he won't tell us his name. He's been doing this for a year and a half.
Really?
Yeah. And don't know his name.
He just goes and buys it at the local store and then brings it to you guys.
He'll bring 30 to 40 bottles every week.
I've found envelopes underneath my windshield wiper when I leave with money for the food pantry. I mean, people aren't doing it for recognition. They're just
had people, you know, "Hey, you still over there at the food bank?" "Yeah." Mm-hmm. And said, "Here, put that in the food bank."
I'll be darned.
And we always try to keep a list of who gives and stuff to be able to thank them.
We have another couple that they asked us what they could, you know, what a need was, and we said, you know, we don't get a whole lot of toiletries. So about once a month they bring us a whole trunk load full of deodorants, shampoos, soaps, toothpaste, toothbrushes, all of that. They order it from the dollar store and just bring it to us.
It's amazing how giving people are. Is it Jersey County, think, is extra giving? I'm sure they have a food bank in the other towns around us too, right?
Right.
Everybody has food banks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think Green County's up in Whitehall. They have theirs up there, don't they?
I'm not sure.
I think that's
where
it is.
I've seen a sign for one there in Whitehall.
Yes.
But people, you'll find out that people are just so giving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's what knocks my socks off.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does. And you can see that just makes them happy.
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
We are fortunate to live in a small community, because it's different living in a small community compared to living in the city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the city, everybody's on their own. They're doing their own thing. But in the small communities, when somebody's in trouble, man, people turn out.
A couple of years ago, do you remember Briley Blade?
Yes.
His mom, in honor of his anniversary of his death, wanted to do something. And she said, I'm going to set a trash can out on my front porch, and I want to fill that with donations for the food pantry. That she brought us two van loads full of food. People filled that trash can over and over and over and over. It was two van loads full of food. Plus, she had cash donations that she went and bought as much food. You know, she went to Aldi's and all these different places where she could buy as much food as she possibly could. It was two van loads full of food.
Two van loads.
And goodness. All she wanted was this trash can full of food. And it was...
And then over at the Methodist Church, we have two ladies. It's a mother and a daughter. And we call it Feed the 5,000. And they generally donate to us and Salvation Army. But it just, if she gets money, she'll keep that and then go to one of the stores and bring and whatever. She'll ask me what they need and whatever they need. Then that's what she'll bring. Then I pick it up and bring it over.
Well, we have the big food drive, which will take place at Sinclair's. And that's going to be on December 15th. What day is that, December 15th?
Friday.
Friday?
Thank you.
Seems
it
like
is.
It usually yeah. is a Friday.
Well, that's on November. Friday, December 15th. Now, what word do we want to get out about this food pantry? People can go to Sinclair's and buy groceries and then donate them? Is that
just want to pick up an extra item or two and drop it off on their way out?
And they can bring stuff with them, or they can go into Sinclair's. Mm-hmm. Or they can probably just give you a check and you can go buy the food.
Either or. We've had it all.
They've done this for several years.
Several years, yes.
And how much food do you plan on getting on Friday? What do you think?
Mary usually brings it in. It's usually about
generally,
a truckload.
Pretty close to a truck. I'll bring a truckload.
Like a pickup truckload?
Yeah. And then Salvation Army, they'll come over and they'll fill theirs. And then where's St. Andrew?
St. Vincent de Paul.
They'll get over and come over. And
at St. Francis.
Yeah.
Stanley's real good at talking about it to the customers as they come in and kind of hyping it up and challenging people, and then the businesses kind of challenge each other also. So it's a pretty neat thing.
Yeah.
And then
if you watch it on Facebook, they'll challenge, you know,
they'll put stuff on sale that can help bring, you know, so it doesn't cost so much for the
canned goods
and stuff like that. So
So that sounds is very very good around Christmas time doing this. You probably get a lot of people coming in doing that.
And when we get cash donations, we always buy in town. I always go out to Sinclair's, or I text David and I say, Dave, I need this
well,
and this.
Yeah.
And
Steckles.
Yeah, Steckles.
Steckles.
Because David, you know, he'll order it and they deliver it. And
you take, like the December 15th, you'll take all that food back and then you'll start organizing it and getting it together. And I know that's probably a lot of work too, isn't it?
Yes.
It is. We try to, like around Thanksgiving, we weren't able to get turkeys, but from the food bank, we were able to buy some real good sized chickens. So next best thing. So we went to Sinclair's and we bought some Thanksgiving sides. So we bought stuffing and we had some mashed potatoes from the food bank, and we had some vegetables. So we just kind of made sure the fixings for a Thanksgiving dinner were in the boxes the last couple of weeks. So
how many people do you help through the course of a year or a month?
Oh Lord.
It's at least 250 to 300
families a month.
250, 300 families
and
a month.
You know, it's 600 to 1,000 people sometimes a month. I mean, because of the households, it depends on the size of the households.
Right. And like the food that they can get, that they pick up, they come to the food pantry and you deliver some food, how many meals is that equivalent to that they can take home with
it? Depends on what we have in there. A lot of times when we ask for donations, when we're trying to buy things, we try to come up with things that will make as many meals as possible. Mm-hmm. You know, like we had pounds of hamburger, so, you know, then we'll go buy spaghetti sauce or to make chili.
Right,
or,
so you can put a whole meal together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and sometimes in the summertime, we'll even buy hot dogs and bologna because you can have, it's probably not the healthiest thing in the world, but it's a lunch, you know, especially for kids.
Now, are you looking for any volunteers to help on the 15th or the pantry? I don't know.
They'll tell me what time to be back, and I generally come over, and what we do, we start filling our pickup trucks, and there's always somebody around there. It seems like it's Sinclair's.
I mean, are you needing any help for that? Anybody can come?
I'm not sure. It's Susan Hamilton and Jill Boomer that have always done that.
We've taken care of that. So
we're just told when to show up.
Yeah.
That's what we like.
Well,
and like I said, I want to emphasize that every dime we get and stays right here, and it goes for food for people right here in Jersey County.
No administration costs.
No, none at all.
Every bit of
every
the money
dime
goes towards food, and that food gets bought here in Jersey.
Yeah, unless it gets bought at the St. Louis Area Food Bank where we get our commodities from, and that's only because we can get things cheap.
Right.
And so, you know, more bang for our buck. And they're bringing us stuff anyway. But
keep it all in. Mm-hmm. All
yeah,
in
we
house.
Try to do as much as we can in Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
Jerseyville, because that's where we're getting.
Yeah, take care of your own.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate all the work you do here for the people of Jersey. Larry and Sarah, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for
having us. We'll see you December 15th.
Okay, sounds good.
I'll be down there.
I'd like to thank everybody that has donated before, and we just appreciate that a whole lot.
Yeah,
we really appreciate it, and it just blows me away that
what they can do.
Mm-hmm. So you really like your jobs, I can tell.
Yeah,
you really like it.
You really do.
Yeah, big smiles on your faces and enjoying what you do. That's important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
We'll see you Friday the 15th.
Okay, thank you for having us.